us going for over 40 years. Call today and tell us what your needs are. We're here to help. Call 272-2115 or stop by our office at 306 Coliseum Boulevard in the Eastbrook Shopping Center.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. to radio. Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There's been a rocket attack on a military base in western Iraq that hosts U.S.-led coalition troops. At least 10 rockets hit the base. No immediate word of casualties. Texas Governor Abbott lifting the state's mask mandate. Mississippi also ending its mask requirement. President Biden vowing there will be enough coronavirus vaccine for all American adults before the summer. The president suggesting that Neera Tanden will play some role in his administration after Tanden withdrew her nomination to serve as the president's budget director. A human smuggling investigation underway after an SUV that was packed with 25 people hit a tractor trailer in a remote California desert, killing 13 people. This happened near the Mexican border. Dow futures up 205 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 87. More details at srnnews.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Holy cow.
You are canceled, Dr. Seuss. You're banned from libraries. Mulberry Street is racist, insensitive imagery, Dr. Seuss. Bigoted and biased. While teaching kids to read. You're unpublished, Dr. Seuss. Bern Horton, here's a who. Ban the Grinch that stole Christmas. Outlaw if I ran the zoo, Dr. Seuss. How long before they outlaw green eggs and ham, too?
Well, there's nothing like getting canceled to make a ton of money because the Dr. Seuss books are selling out wherever they are sold. It's so stupid. It's so ridiculous. And I'd like to meet the one person that's upset about this enough.
I would, too.
To provoke this. It's just unreal.
It's not Lincoln.
We have a special guest in the house today, and that is Jesse's dog, Lincoln, joining us.
Yes.
Seems a little bit hyped up, given...
He does really well. We went outside and we potted normally, so that was good. Sometimes when you first put him in the car, for about the first 10 minutes of the ride, he's a little nervous. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he has, like, flashback memories of when, like, he got left at the shelter. Because, you know, he was adopted. But then after about that 10 minutes, he settles in and starts looking around and wants to, you know, see what's going on out there. And he's wanting to go back downstairs because we caught some smells earlier and all of that good stuff. So he's quite, as you can tell, he's not a mama's boy at all.
No, handsome fellow. Well, he's comfortable.
He is. He's comfy. He's like, as long as I got my mama's lap, yeah. And she's got my water and my treats, but right now I don't have any interest in treats because I'm busy smelling. Yeah.
I used to carry biscuits in the car, but Chase didn't like them, and my dogs didn't like them, so I stopped carrying.
So he gets baby milk bones.
Oh, look at those little things for little puppies.
And then we, the soft chew treats, we actually split them, since they're kind of big. So we split them, and then they're a nice airtight container, and that's what he gets is his little treats for being a good boy.
Yo, Mama's got a long day coming up today.
Yes.
But I was kind of surprised when I walked out. Everything was soaked. I think we had a light rain. I only had a hundredth of an inch on my rain gauge when I left the house.
We had a downpour last night.
You did.
At about 1 o'clock this morning.
Well, that is still drying up, but I don't see anything that's going to... Well, let's talk to
Rich about it.
Yeah.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price... best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After a dismal start to our weather week, things are going to get a lot better. Today, we should have a dry day, gradual improvements as the day goes on. In fact, I think we'll be in the low 60s by this afternoon. That's still below normal, but it's a step in the right direction. Tonight, mostly clear, chilly, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, best day of the week weather-wise. Sunshine, high temperature in the lower 70s, a nice Thursday. Friday, upper 60s, maybe teasing 70. Another dry day, but maybe some showers by Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota utility tractors are known for their dependability. Whether you need to plant, mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, make the hard work easy with a Kubota tractor. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Well, Jay has just walked into the room, and Jay has a special gift with dogs. They just sense something about him that makes them trust Jay. They
You can go talk to Jay in a minute.
Leap into his lap.
We have a
bonus, not one, but two very electrifying stories to start your morning.
What?
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right. Needless to say, there's a giant story in San Diego because they canceled Comic-Con. But while a reporter was out there covering the story, a live shooting broke out real close by. Listen to this.
Citing the ongoing pandemic as the reason for the cancellation, this is a big, big loss. We spoke to Trevor Christensen, who owns Activation Pros. They help staff about 200 people every year during the Comic-Con. There's something going on here in the distance. I think we have an officer-involved shooting. Let's see if we can come back out live. There's a shooting going on right now between an officer and a car that he had just pulled over. Forgive us for getting onto the story that we're covering. We don't know a lot about what's going on right now or how much we want to cover it. We saw this officer pull over the car about 2 minutes before our live hit. We are a safe distance away, and we're going to kind of stay back. We did see an officer backpedaling as he fired off a couple of shots and retreated. We can see him standing about 80 feet behind his patrol car right now, and we don't know where the suspect might be. So, Phil, we are going to send it back to you so we can get a safe distance away.
Wow.
Well, they caught the suspect. Nobody was hurt. But I got to tell you, if I'm on the street doing a live shot,
and that breaks out, I'm running for cover.
Yeah, I am underneath the closest car or behind the nearest tree or something. He just kept going on. But after all, it is Comic-Con, and it was canceled, so that's a big deal. And now, this is also electrifying. This is a dash cam, or body cam, I should say, video, audio, of deputies pulling a 73-year-old woman out of her sinking car in Florida.
Hey, Sheriff's Office! Climb out to the back right now. The door's open.
I'm trying. The door's not open.
No, come back to me. Back to me. You're good. You unbuckled?
Yeah.
Come on. Get out. Forget your purse. Let's go. Come on. Climb up. Help me get her out.
Okay. Bravo 23 Central. We got the female out. The vehicle's all the way underwater. I got your purse.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
How about that? Volusia County, Florida. So two very exciting police-involved electrifying moments today brought to you by Mr. Electric. Jay, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. the news is getting to me today.
Uh-oh.
You know, this whole thing with Dr. Seuss, and there's a few other things. This is something we'll probably talk about this afternoon. There's a story this morning about a kid in Baltimore who passed 3 classes in 4 years.
Dang.
Of high school to achieve a grade point average of 0.13. And that put her in the upper half of her class.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
That's sad. That's just tragic. On the other hand, you'll find out how you can make $1,000 by watching 5 seasons of Friends.
Oof.
Yeah, I know. I know. $1,000 for 5 seasons of David Schwimmer, I'll pass. And a few other and sundry odds and ends. Rich will be back with us live tomorrow.
I must say, y'all might have had to come get me out of jail this morning because my mom called me on the way in, and she said, I'm filing charges for kidnapping because you took my baby, talking about the dog.
Oh.
And
you did not clear the removal of Lincoln with your mother?
No, because, you know, what the routine is since I live on the other 10 acres, early in the mornings I bring him in. He stays with Gammy and Nanny during the day. That is the routine in the big house. And this morning, he was still up and about and just, you know, kind of going. I said, hey, you want to go to work with me? And boy, I said the word go, and he was ready. So, yeah, mom threatened to file.
Gammy and?
So, Gammy's my mom to him, and then Nanny is my nanny, but is Nanny to him. So, yeah. The dog is spoiled.
Our conundrum later this morning, how many years younger is Jesse's mother than I am? But right now, Crawdad is waiting to talk to us, so let's see what he has to say.
I was going to tell you, that's a really good opening you had this morning.
Wow, thank you.
It was. It was very nice.
And I won't get dismal, but I will say this. I looked at the numbers for the turnout for the vote Tuesday.
Pretty low.
Dismal.
Yeah.
We got to do better, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what to say other than that. It's just dismal as all get out. But anyway, that was a really good opening, and I didn't see any breakfast pictures. So I'm kind of, I guess I'm just going to go in the kitchen and look at some eggs.
That's that and some toast.
Now, you said something, Jesse, that the brown eggs are better for you. Is this because they have not been bleached?
You know, it's funny. I have found for me that the brown eggs do not upset my stomach like a white egg does. I'm not exactly sure why that is. I do know they are not bleached like some of the other eggs are. But I have also found that they're smoother when I'm cooking and stuff like that. They actually whip up better in a recipe.
And somebody brought y'all a whole bunch of fresh home farm eggs.
Ole Miss
brought those in, and those were from various different types of hens.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what,
it's all hen food. I don't discriminate.
Good grief.
He's feeling spunky this
morning. I
learned
that term from the Three Stooges, by the way.
I love those little fancy chickens, and I can't recall all the names, but some of them are some real funny looking birds.
I love the little banty eggs. They're really small, but
somebody once compared me to a banty rooster. What the hell does that mean?
So a banty rooster is smaller than like a Rhode Island Red. They're basically dynamite in a small package. So it's basically a rooster.
I don't like that description at all. Dynamite in a small package.
He is more or less kind of a foghorn leghorn, isn't he?
Kind of, foghorn leghorn, I think, is a big Rhode Island Red. So,
yeah.
But a banty rooster, they're actually very spunky. And the hens lay great eggs. They're perfect. And I like them, and I like a Dominic, which is the black and white speckled hens. They lay really nice eggs as well.
You know what I miss is at one time I had finches, I had cockatiels, I had a monk parrot, but my favorites were the little canaries. I had some Gloucester canaries.
Mm-hmm.
They were the cutest thing. Had the little, looked like a little, which one was the Three Stooges that had the circle around the top of his head?
Yeah.
It had this little funny haircut, but that was a Gloucester If you look at them, you can see them online. Gloucester, Canary, G-L-O-S-T-E-R, and they all have this really cute little hair piece going on there.
Nice.
Sounds like you're talking about Mo.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, see, want to be a wise? That's a matter with you.
Well, he just slapped your crawdad.
Right.
I got to run. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you. Well, you know, it's weird having all this time in this segment
because we're usually on TV.
Yeah. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't heard anything.
No packages from Radio Shack?
I mean, they used to send us, we used to get an email saying, okay, not today. Here's the status. And now we're not even getting those.
I know they said until further notice, so.
You think they're just trying to get rid of us? Why would they do that?
They'd have come and gotten their equipment at this point if that was the case.
Yeah, everything is still set up.
Yeah.
So no panicking over there, Greg. We're okay.
Oh, you know.
Yeah. Tell Mr. Greg not to worry about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The surest thing about being in the radio business is that at some point...
It's unsure,
yes. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Hey, our motto here is don't forget the butt paste. That is the magic, the formula at Adams Drugs. It is an amazing skin conditioner formulated for diaper rash, and it carries the Adams Drugs logo on the front. But it is so good. I don't know what started it, but I had... I think it was the fleece. You know, after a bike ride, and my shin was kind of itchy. Put some butt paste on it. Immediate clearance. It cleared right up. Of course, Adams Drugs, their primary purpose, being a great local pharmacy with almost 60 years of experience, is to give you that personal service you should get when you're having your prescriptions filled or have questions about your health. You can count on that. 12 locations serving all of the River region. I was just at mine the other day on Vaughan Road, seeing my pharmacist, Lamar. It's nice to know that they have the time to give you that individual service and to answer questions if you have them. And they have a state-of-the-art computer system, so if you want to take your prescriptions out of a big box store or a place that just doesn't seem to care whether you do your business there or not, try Adams Drugs. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you. I promise you, it is a smart decision, one that I made 8 years ago. Local news at 6:22.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The election results are in. Democratic candidate Kirk Hatcher won the Alabama Senate District 26 seat. Hatcher beat opponent William Green with 78% of the vote. Green had 21% of the vote. The attorneys for the teenager charged with capital murder and the death of Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams are seeking youthful offender status for him. If granted, the status would limit any prison time to a maximum of 3 years. A hearing for William Chase Johnson is set for next Monday. And Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed says the city plans to honor the legacy of Claudette Colvin as someone who challenged Montgomery's segregated buses in the 1950s. Reed says the city is working with Colvin's family, and more will be announced in the coming weeks. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you say COVID's fake, the vaccine.
Censored yet at 6:25.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
By the way, 43 degrees this morning, in case you're wondering. It's 6:25, a timeline coming up in just a minute. Somebody went to the trouble to do a study on how we're coping with this almost complete year now of shutdowns and limitations. And they've come to the conclusion that working from home has made people like their coworkers more.
I wonder why that is.
You think 3 out of 4 people who started working at home during the pandemic said it made their relationships with their coworkers stronger than ever before. They also found that 50% of people working remotely, that's made them more productive. I know I couldn't be part of that 50%. This is just my honesty. If I were left to my own devices, if I didn't have to come here and do my job, I would descend into.
You did this at home for a while.
Yeah, that was a little bit different because I couldn't physically go up the stairs of death.
I mean, you physically couldn't come in to do it. Yeah, I get that.
Part of that was mental, too, because I remembered how I went down those stairs.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's lame-ass story number 1A from January 1960.
Took a hard hit, did you?
Direct result. Anyway, if you're one of those people that can be more productive at home with all the temptation, like you got the refrigerator there's nobody snooping on you, good for you. That was brought to you by Applied Security. William B. is on the line at 6:27. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody this morning?
We're good. How are you?
All right.
I'm right there with you, man. I'm just like, jeez.
So you got a special guest, Poofus, in the house this morning, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And Jesse was just double-checking to make sure there were no Lincoln logs here in the studio.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a typical male dog, so, you know, just...
Wait a minute. That sounds awfully sexist, doesn't it?
Yes, it did.
A typical male dog. What does that mean?
Well... You know how they sometimes like to mark their territory, and since Chase has been in here, too, and we have had a rodent in here, he is a mouser. If there's a mouse anywhere, he's going to find it.
And probably bring it back to you.
Yes, he will. Making sure he doesn't start going through things looking for a friend here in the studio. Lincoln, come here. So he's he's pretty awesome, though.
Yeah. I tell you what, I don't know what I would do without mine. But, well, they're my wife's dogs, but, they're my babies.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. And I remember when you used to carry dog biscuits in your car, Greg. Faith and Hope liked them.
Dog biscuits and a pot of chocolate. Boy, things have changed.
Yeah. I was thinking you were talking about a bandy rooster.
Yes.
I think somebody can correct me on this, but I think it's actually a bantam, which is a smaller breed of chicken.
I don't want to hear the small package thing again, okay?
That's just an old country saying, you know, when somebody's scrappy, you know, like a bay rooster.
Yeah.
And I think you are correct as far as technical term. We out in the country, as you said, it's real quick. It's banny.
It's a bantam, but I think it's actually bantam, which is a little smaller breed, like a bantam weight fighter is a lighter weight.
Right.
Yeah. So I think it's actually bantam. But anyway, you know, I could be wrong. I thought I was wrong once, but I was mistaken. So I don't know.
Hey, so you were wrong when you were wrong and then wrong.
Yeah, well.
You're listening to the Farm Hour on News Talk 93.1.
Okay, well, I'll let you go. I know you got to get to the hog report.
Yeah, that's coming up quickly. Jay, here's Jay Scott with the bacon
futures.
Hog
report, yeah.
Yeah.
I know the stock futures were up looking really good this morning.
Yeah, I keep flipping it over there, but I guess we don't need.
Oh, yeah, that's right, since we're not waiting for a cue.
I don't want to get out of habit of it because I know. We're going to get back into it, so.
Who's that? Can you tell me who that is? Who's that? You going to tell me?
Just looking around.
Are you going to tell me? Usually he'll talk. You going to, who's that? Who's that? Oh, okay. He'll get more vocal.
Oh, well, we'll look forward to that.
He sings, too, by the way. When I'm doing my scales and stuff at the house, he actually sings with me. He'll howl on pitch.
No kidding.
No kidding.
I would like to hear that.
I will have to see if I can get him to do it here in a break.
Let's get him comfortable in his environment here, and then
we'll put him on the spot.
Try that later. This whole segment brought to you by Applied Security. I subscribe, and I urge you to do the same, because awareness is a good thing. To MySpotCrime.com, establish a radius around your home, and then each week they email you crimes that occur within that radius. We have a 3 mile on our house, and just in this last week, theft, vandalism, theft, 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 burglary, assault, vandalism, other, whatever that is, vandalism, theft, and theft. And this is not just stores or businesses, we're talking about homes. See, the news is never going to tell you all that goes on in town, but this website will let you know. Be aware. You may not have had any bad luck in your home or your neighborhood, but you never know. And Applied Security can help protect you and your family with great systems that don't cost a fortune and have low monthly monitoring starting under $30. They're also local. Mark and Vicky are here. They've got 4 decades of experience. So let them batten down your hatches, so to speak. Call them at 279-8338, 279-8338. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit is number 276. Our first traffic at 6:32. The timeline is next.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on the Eastern Boulevard out in front of Burger King. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Other than that, light to moderate. Our most congested spot right now, Southwest Boulevard around I-85 at Highway 31. Buckle up, drive carefully, and we will keep you updated on traffic. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Cricket Wireless, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey, before we start the timeline, Jesse was just doing a duet with Lincoln. You think you can get him to repeat that?
I think we can do it. You want to sing? Oh, oh. Hey, you going to sing for me? Oh. Hey, you going to sing? Oh. Good boy. Oh.
Oh. He's on key with her.
Good boy. Say, we get really high-pitched sometimes, but say that's just our warm-up.
Join us tomorrow when Chase helps Rich do the weather here at 6:36 in place of Rich, who does return tomorrow. I'm grabbing up with the timeline for the 3rd of March. 176 years ago, Congress overrode a presidential veto for the first time. They can do that with 2/3 of the vote. They did it to shut down President John Tyler, who wanted to spend federal money without their approval. Moving up the charts just slightly to 1863, Congress passed the first wartime draft in U.S. history. That's a whole big story because people were able to buy, they got drafted, they were able to buy their way out for $300. And there were draft riots in New York City during that time as well. It called upon all men between 20 and 45. 1875, the first indoor ice hockey game played in Montreal, Quebec. It was nine players versus nine players on the rink. They have since circumcised the number of players that are playing hockey on the, I think it's, is it five or, there's a goaltender in five, right? Something like that. This is a big, this is a hotbed for hockey.
Really the wrong guy to ask.
Yeah. I was like, maybe?
1887, Helen Keller met her miracle worker, teacher, Ann Sullivan. Helen was six, had been blind and deaf since she turned two. 98 years ago, Time magazine began publishing their lies in anti-American propaganda. 90 years ago, 1931, the Star Spangled Banner officially became the national anthem of the United States. And we have a version of it here that you guys tell me. This is a collaborative version featuring many stars who have done great versions of the song.
So they mixed them all together?
Yeah. Would you like to hear this edit?
Yes.
Once I start it, we can't stop.
Well, yeah, because it's a national anthem.
Yeah. I think George Washington would, you know, like come back and shoot us if we messed with it. But among the voices you'll hear, I get Darius Rucker, Big Town, Lady Gaga, Journey.
Please tell me. Okay, Whitney. Okay, and a hologram of Whitney Houston. Okay, good. It better be. Whitney better be in there.
Yeah, no, that I'll never forget that one in 1991.
Whew, amazing. You talk about chills.
Yeah.
I wasn't born, but I go back and look at it.
And
watch the video.
So today is National Anthem Day. We'll have more on that later, but here is.
Ladies and gentlemen, to honor America, an all-star Star-Spangled Banner, Lady Gaga.
Say, can you see?
Darius Rucker.
Valid on the early
Melissa Etheridge.
What so proudly we hail.
Usher.
At the twilight's last gleaming.
Demi Lovato.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars.
Fall Out Boy.
Through the perilous fight.
Little Big Town.
Or the
Idina Menzel.
Train.
Gave proof through the night.
Joe Piscopo.
That is glorious.
Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, say does that star spangled banner yet wave?
Ariana Grande.
For the love of the free.
And Roseanne Barr.
And a hologram of Whitney Houston.
I will say, by far, Whitney Houston, there will never be another performance like that at all. But I'll tell you a pretty darn close second that made headlines, and that was Lady Gaga's rendition.
Yeah.
You talk about a well-delivered national anthem. I mean,
of all the harmonies and segments in there, I like Fall Out Boy really impressed me.
He did. The sound, and then, of course, Little Big Town sounded great, too. Of course, I love a four-part harmony anyway. But, yeah, wow.
Back to the timeline. It was a sad day. All of America wept on this date in 1966.
I got excited. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're a musician. In 1966, America was greatly saddened. Network coverage from 12 to 12 over the passing of William Frawley, who played Fred Mertz on I Love Lucy.
Mm.
Was trying to be...
There was an all-night vigil on that one. Yeah.
Okay, the Rodney King thing happened on this date in 1991, a day or two later.
Can we all get along?
No.
Can we get along?
No, it's not good for politicians for everybody to get along. So I don't think that day of harmony is ever going to come unless we decide to do that. 1999, Monica Lewinsky opened her mouth on TV with Barbara Walters and discussed some of her fondest and most painful memories with President Clinton. And I think it was not long after that, there was some reference in that interview that Norm MacDonald used as a joke on Saturday Night Live about something being bent. I have to go back and check the records on that. Otherwise, Gary Glitter was convicted of committing obscene acts on minors. His sentence... 3 years. And it bothers me every time I go to a game and somebody is playing Rock and Roll Part 2, which is that, you know, it's a good crowd momentum builder, but he gets a royalty from that. And I don't think we should be doing that. A couple of birthdays of note today. Herschel Walker, 59. Jennifer Warnes is 74. Had he just hung in a little bit longer, Alexander Graham Bell would have been 173 today.
Wow.
And that is your timeline.
I know what we could have done for the song for Rich Thomas's School of Broadcasting.
It's closed for them until tomorrow.
Okay, so it could have been Greg Budell's Song of Broadcasting.
How about the anthem? I mean, that was...
The anthem's great. Absolutely.
In fact, it was a very educational look at all the different... approaches and variants there are on a...
And the delivery?
Now, see, those were good. What I want is a mix of all the bad ones.
Oh.
I want to hear how bad it can actually be. And not by just one person.
But, yeah.
A mix of it. Who was it that did one, but I don't think they... Oh, it was... what was his name? He did it for, like, a baseball game, and he got banned from ever doing it again. Because he had like a mariachi band or something out there doing it. What was his... Was it Julio Iglesias? I can't remember who it was. And I don't know that it was bad. I just know that fans weren't happy about it and he was banned from ever doing it.
Hmm.
You know what? That's a good thing to look up. Banned from singing...
The national anthem.
Yeah.
Here's the... I'll say, can you see?
Oh, Jesus. Sure you want to do that? Just asking for a friend. Baumhauer's tonight after Happy Hour with special guest star Jesse Lynn.
Yes.
And we're going to be giving away some of your EPs.
Yes. And for those of you who have emailed us asking, will I have any available for sale? The answer is yes. I'm bringing extra copies with me. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to being there. I'll probably be there around 5:45, 6 o'clock. So, a little early.
Great. You can greet me with a song.
Yes. I can greet you with a song.
What could she sing as I walk through the door? Here comes the...
Rectum.
No.
I did find from a website the 13 worst celebrity national anthem performances of all time.
Who's on the list?
Carl Lewis.
Okay.
Steven Tyler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. I've heard about his.
Aaron Lewis, who messed it up during a baseball game or something. He messed up the lyrics.
That's shocking because
the
lyrics are the thing that get a lot of singers.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Christina Aguilera.
Oh, what?
She nailed her pitch, but she had to double back to Twilight's Last Gleaming rather than moving on to Gallantly Streaming.
I hate it when that
because they screwed it up. Michael Bolton. Red Sox-Yankees game in 2003. He had to stop and peek at the lyrics scrawled on his palm in order to remember Twilight's Last Gleaming.
Now I've done that.
It says the Boston fans let him have it, too, whenever he did that. Somebody named Kat DeLuna?
You can't expect to get away with something like that in front of a crowd in Boston or New York or Chicago. That's just not going to happen. They're not going to let you off the hook.
A Canadian jazz singer, I don't know who that is, Dierks Bentley.
Really?
Received no mercy online after performing the anthem ahead of Game 4 of the Stanley Cup in June of 2017. Sounded like the drunk guy at the bar trying to be in tune, wrote one commentator.
Ooh.
Rachel Platten messed up. Fergie's performance. Chaka Khan and Roseanne Barr. So.
I guess it's a little too early to name the last Super Bowl performance.
I don't even remember. I didn't watch the game. So
Eric Church and the other girl. It was not a good rendition. I mean, they nailed the words, thank goodness. But nobody was harmonizing or on pitch by any means.
Hey, gang. Anyway, please join us at Bomb Hours tonight after the show.
Yes, please.
And let's help Jessie celebrate the release of her new EP, and have some great food and camaraderie. That's what we specialize in at Bomb Hours. All right, we got Rich's forecast, traffic, and a few items from the cheap and trashy coming up next.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After a dismal start to our weather week, things are going to get a lot better. Today, we should have a dry day, gradual improvements as the day goes on. In fact, I think we'll be in the low 60s by this afternoon. That's still below normal, but it's a step in the right direction. Tonight, mostly clear, chilly, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, best day of the week weather-wise. Sunshine, high temperature in the lower 70s, a nice Thursday. Friday, upper 60s, maybe teasing 70. Another dry day, but maybe some showers by Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Hope you're having just a fantastic Wednesday morning. Driving's not too bad right now. We're a little congested on Highway 231 inbound to Montgomery from Wetumpka. Our most congested place around the boulevard, East South Boulevard now, from Troy Highway down to Baptist. I-65 and 85 look good through downtown Montgomery, and we have no new accidents to tell you about. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your homeland or auto. MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Shannon, how can we let the people in Montgomery know about what Daddy does?
You mean tell people he's a foot doctor?
Yeah, a podiatrist. There's gotta be a way to spread the word about the surgeries he does and stuff.
You mean like bunions and hammer toes?
Yeah, and treating heel pain, burning in the feet, and corns.
Like that time that lady had fungus in her toenails and they started looking better?
I just want people to know that my dad, Dr. Brian Keeley, can be seen without a referral and he accepts most insurances.
You should probably give them the phone number, 265-7585.
Yeah, 265-7585.
I just said that.
Well, let's say it again.
265-7585. Maybe we should tell them our offices are in Montgomery and Greenville.
You just did.
Like us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care. And remember, happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 9 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on the Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And before we launch into the cheap and trashy, I'm happy to report that the skies are getting clearer.
And Leon's getting larger.
46 degrees at 6:52. Our top story in the cheap and trashy. It's all about Dolly Parton. You may recall she donated $1 million to help accelerate research to come up with a vaccine for the coronavirus. Yesterday, Dolly got her Moderna vaccine.
So I'm very happy that I'm going to get my Moderna shot today. I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late. I know I'm trying to be funny now, but I'm dead serious about the vaccine. I think we all want to get back to normal, whatever that is. So I just want to say to all of you cowards out there, don't be such a chicken squat. Get shot.
Hey, we beat you to it, Dolly. We had the song about 2 months ago.
Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Please make it so that normal life comes back.
You think Dolly listens to the show?
She might.
All day.
Maybe she's missing.
I think Rick's getting his shot today.
The really? Buttery one?
Yeah. His first one.
Oh, y'all are going to have to enlighten me on why we call him the buttery one.
All right. Because all we got is gossip crap here. I've known Rick for over 40 years.
Right.
And this is the fourth time that I've worked for him during our great careers. And when we were both on Alice, the late, great Alice 96.1 doing classic rock, he was on in the evening, and I just started calling him or referring to, listen for the buttery voice of Rick Peters.
Because it was just buttery smooth.
Yeah, buttery smooth. That, gotcha. Okay.
It's all cream.
That yeah. kind of evolved into the buttery one.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, yesterday, I was in his office, and his beautiful wife, Jennifer, came in, and I greeted her as, hey, Mrs. Butters. I can, I guess, get away with that because we've known each other so long. This is a story of interest that I did not know about till early this morning. The authorities now want the black box flight recorder from Tiger Woods' SUV. A search warrant was issued yesterday.
Wait, the SUV has a what?
Some do.
Really?
Records data. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was about to say,
like, a flight what kind of
communications are they monitoring?
Here's the interesting thing. When this first happened, later on the day of, the L.A. County Sheriff said there is just an accident.
Yeah. They said there was no indication of any kind of, especially in him, as far as drugs or alcohol being involved.
Right, but they are looking for potential misdemeanor, this is a quote now, misdemeanor behavior. It should tell them whether or not he was driving recklessly. Even if you're doing, they're canceling this year's CMA Fest.
I saw that. We had a letter come out from the president of the CMAs yesterday morning, prior to it hitting Billboard Music Row. So the funny thing was, is I knew about it, and then an hour or two later, started getting inundated with messages like, "Did you see this? Did you see this?" And I'm like,
"Nashville club owners are really upset about this. They're getting killed, as many club owners have been during the pandemic, but."
And I agree in many different ways. However, knowing what potentially rides on their shoulders as far as bringing that many people into one city that was just bombed several weeks ago, and there still being a pandemic going on with people coming out of the country, is a whole nother ballgame that they had to consider. So I respect the decision, but I would have liked to have seen it happen.
On the other hand, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony.
Is it a go?
Rock and Roll, yeah, October 30th, and fans will be allowed.
Well, see?
Texas opened up yesterday. No masks, no more stuff. Mississippi immediately followed suit.
Mm-hmm.
And when I put that story on Facebook, I tagged Governor Ivey. I'm waiting for her reply.
It's time. I mean, you know, it's time.
Let's see. The Birdcage. That movie almost starred Robin Williams and Steve Martin. Who was in that? Nathan Lane. Yeah. Alice Cooper has a story that we'll get to later. I mentioned you can make a grand if you watch 5 seasons of Friends. And you'll get a DoorDash gift card worth $100. There's an online form. You have to submit a 200-word short essay on why you're the perfect person for this job. Doesn't give the web address. How stupid is that? Carly, let's get to Harry Potter. This is for your Saturday show here.
Okay, thank you.
That's,
is it the Harry Potter thing? Yeah, I saw that for yesterday.
And comedian Louis Anderson yesterday found it necessary to announce that the only reason he was invited to be in the movie Coming to America with Eddie Murphy,
because Paramount demanded.
They wanted a white guy in it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Mm-hmm. In fact, Arsenio Hall, great talent that he is, was on Kimmel recently and said, "I love Louis, but I think we were forced to put him in it." Terrible, terrible, terrible. 6:58 is the time. Here with a word about Milberg Family Chiropractic. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dr. J. Scott.
Yeah.
Yay!
No. No, no.
On the radio.
Exactly. I'm not one of those doctors, but a real doctor, actually. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Dr. Jeff Pasley, Dr. Barbara Bloomquist. They have those doctors, the DR in front of their name, because that's exactly what they are, and that's exactly what they're going to do is help you. Also, Jenny Moss, who does the massage therapy over there. Mention that you heard this ad, and your first massage over there will be 20% off. Or if you get it as a gift, which, by the way, you can do that. You can buy massages as a gift. And people can go there and have it done at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. They're located at 3363 Highway 14 in Millbrook. They've been there for over 13 years, and they are there to help you out, make you feel better, and put you on the right path to feeling better. It's not just a trip to the doctor, here's your meds, go, you know, you're done. That's not the way it is. They're going to try and get you off those meds. They're going to try and help you have a lifestyle of nutrition and exercise and everything else is going to put you on the right path to where you're not dependent on those pills or any kind of medication to make you